Elderbrooks came there, and you know, he couldn't get the baptism in the Holy Ghost. His wife received it. His wife received wonderful gifts. And poor Elder had to sit at his wife's feet and listen to her preach. My, that was a bitter pill for him. Up to that time, he didn't believe in women ministers. No, sirree. That's what he was there for. But now, he saw his need. And then he discovered something else. He couldn't rejoice in the Lord. He was a dumper. He told me this himself, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind to have me repeat it. And the Lord told him that he had a demon that was as big as himself. The idea of a minister carrying around a demon with him. Now, don't quote me. Don't tell this to anybody, especially Pentecostal preachers. They wouldn't believe that, you know. And when Elder Brooks found that out, he wanted to know what to do. What do you think an educated, civilized, sophisticated theologian should do? A man that could take any text in the Bible and preach an hour and a half on it. Any of them. He could tell you anything from revelation to revolution. Anything. He was a wonderful preacher. What should he do? The Lord told him what to do to get rid of his dump. Go to every meeting 15 minutes ahead of time and spend the 15 minutes shouting hallelujah, praise the Lord from the heart. You wouldn't find many ministers that would do that. And you wouldn't find many men that would do that. If you offered them a dollar a minute, yes, they would. They would. Ananias and Sapphira fills our churches. You try it once. You see what they'll do for a coffee class. Or a little honor, a little place of distinction. Some people won't play unless they can sing solo, unless they're the whole cheese. Why, we've seen it here. People, ministers want members. Well, they get them to pass the hat if they can't do anything else. Now they're big shots. Oh, the flesh stinks, beloved, to high heaven. And God wants us to be rid of it, and he gives us his word as a sharp, two-edged sword. And Elder Brooks did it. He told me for 3 months. He did that 3 times a day. 3 times a day, he said he felt like dying sometimes. But he'd get down and he'd praise the Lord. 45 minutes every day. And he said after 3 months, he had dug a hole through that. He had really come out on top, and his enemy was gone. The Lord came to him, and those who have known him know. When we think of Elder Brooks, we think of Jesus, because the savor of his knowledge. Oh, what a man. What a man, 1 in 10,000, because God was with him.